What is going on, everyone? So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the basics of day trading. I'm pretty much going to be breaking down what it means to be a day trader, what a day trader does every day. I'm going to talk about the different types of traders in the stock market, and I'll discuss what I do personally as an active day trader. So the first question I'm going to start off with is, what is day trading? And day trading is simply buying stocks with the goal of selling them for a higher price and then making money off of it. And in the stock market, we have many different niches, and that's why I think it's very, very important that you take the time to do your research and figure out what niche fits your preference and your personality. Now, the reason why I say that is because I've seen many traders that simply dive straight into a niche. They don't take the time to do their research. They don't look at the different types of traders out there. They simply dive into a niche that doesn't fit their personality or preference, and then it doesn't work out for them. They don't succeed because they don't enjoy this type of trading, and they simply don't feel comfortable taking those types of trades. And for example, that could be someone that, let's say there's someone that likes to, take their time and think for a while before trading. But then they straight up just dive into momentum trading and scalping. That's not going to work out for them. Momentum trading and scalping is something that's done very quick. You have very minimal time to think, and you have to be a very quick person. It could be very stressful for those that like to take it slow. So that's why I'm going to be talking about the different types of traders. So the first trader is going to be a long-term trader. And this is someone who finds a company with long-term potential, and they invest their money for a very long time expecting long-term growth. So the time frame could be, from maybe a year to 5 years, 10 years, or even decades. Now, this could be something very good for retirement purposes. You could invest your money at a very young age and just leave it in there until your 50s, 60s, and you'll have money that you wouldn't have had if you didn't invest it. And that's why I think it's a very important type of trading. Now, the second type is going to be swing trading. And swing traders, they don't usually have much time to focus on the stock market. So they spend a little time every single day or every couple of days to find stocks with quick potential. They buy and hold for a few days and they simply repeat the process. So, they could be watching afternoon hours, they buy into the close and then sell the next morning for a quick gap up. The third type of trader is going to be active day traders. Now, those are the types of traders that take very quick trades. They usually take an average of about 3 to 5 trades per day. Some even take up to 10 trades. And we look for strong volatility and strong momentum. We want to see range. We want to see stocks squeezing up from, $2 to $3. We want to see big moves, $5 to $8. This is what we look for. Now, people say this is the most risky type of trading, but then again, it's all about risk management. You have to really know, and you have to just really know risk management. It's something that's very important. You won't succeed without risk management. And active day trading does provide very large profits. You could make you can make $1,000 every day. You can, with a small account, with a small account of, like, let's say $3,000, you can make several hundred dollars every single day. And now, the reason everyone knows the statistic that 90% of traders fail in the stock market. Now, it isn't because they're just not smart enough. It's because a lot of these people don't know anything about risk management. And without risk management, you could potentially lose your entire account. And by risk management, I mean, you need to set a profit loss ratio for yourself. And by that I mean, when you go into a trade, you could say, I want to risk $100 to make $200. I'm only going to risk, let's say, $500 to make $1,000. And that would be a 2-to-1 profit loss ratio. Another thing is accuracy. You need to have an accuracy of at least 50%. So half of your trades need to be green. Now, to be a break-even trader, you need a 50% accuracy and a 1-to-1 profit loss ratio. Another thing about risk management is that you need to have your max loss. You know, after, let's say you take two trades and you're down $200. So at that point you're like, okay, I need to stop. That's all risk management. That's something that's very important. You won't succeed without risk management. Another reason why these traders fail is because they don't invest in education. A lot of these people just they find out about the stock market, they have extra money, they just throw it in there randomly into a stock. They don't take the time to learn about the stock market. They don't invest in themselves before investing into the market, and they usually end up losing a very big portion of their account. Or some people may get lucky. They may make a little money here and there. They get all excited and then they lose it all. And they may even wipe out their entire accounts. And at that point, they give up. They walk away. You know, they say trading isn't for me. It's too risky. They give up. And I think that's one of the main reasons why 90% of traders fail is because they don't take the time to learn. They think this is some get rich quick scheme. They come here expecting to make lots of money very quick. They don't want to take the time to learn, practice, gain experience. They simply come to the markets expecting profits right away, and the market shows them who's boss. Takes away all their money. And that's why I think it's very important to invest in yourself first before diving into the markets. After, you learn your education and all that, I think it's also very important that you practice in a safe environment, such as a simulator. So paper trading, and you develop your strategies, you figure out what works, what doesn't, you practice in the simulator, you're not losing any real money, so you could basically just practice, gain experience. And that's another thing. When I first started, I thought, I was just learning knowledge, 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 and I was like, okay, now I'm ready. However, I jumped in and I realized it's not just knowledge, it's more about the experience as well. Experience is just as, or even more important than knowledge itself. So just knowing about, your strategies or whatnot isn't gonna be enough. You're gonna need to practice. It's like every other thing that you do. You don't expect, a first year medical student to be performing heart surgery. It doesn't work that way. They're gonna have to go through all 4 years of schooling, do their residency, and then they can start practicing. It just doesn't come that quick. All right, so I'll tell you about myself as a day trader and what I do right after this little short break. So myself as a day trader and what I do. So I'm a momentum trader. I look for big volatility because I know that I can't make money from small moves like blue chip stocks. Now, blue chip stocks are the big companies, like Apple, Netflix, Tesla, all those big companies. Now, if you take a look at these companies, every single day they make very small moves, like maybe up 1%, down 1%, up 2%. That's not enough to make money off of, and they're very high priced. You can't, with a small account, you can't grow that account. So that's why I look for these small cap stocks. Very cheaply priced. I only trade from $2 to $10, sometimes under $2, but nothing under $1. And they usually make very big moves. They're very volatile. And I trade these stocks that have very low floats as well. Now, float is the amount of shares that is available to the public. And how that works is when you have a very low float, you're gonna have a low supply. And when there's low supply and you have high demand coming in for this stock, the price is gonna go up, it's gonna shoot up. It's just simple supply and demand. When you have low supply, you're gonna have high demand. With the blue chip stocks, you have very big floats, and when you have a big float, you have a very large supply. Even with the high demand, it's not gonna be enough. And so what I do every single morning, I wake up pre-market hours and I make a watch list from the gap scanners. I look at the biggest percent gainers and I look for the ones that have a catalyst, a low float, and I want to see something that looks interesting, something that every other day trader is going to be looking at, because that's what makes the price squeeze up, is that all day traders collectively, we are all looking for the same thing, and we all jump on one stock and we just ride the momentum up. And when the market opens, I look for setups based on my strategy, and I take very quick entries and quick exits. And I think that's all for today. I mean, I'll be talking more about my strategies and everything else in different episodes. But yeah, thanks everyone, and I hope you really enjoyed this and learned something out of it. Yeah, thanks.